listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. What a day. The day before the madness begins. We've got an action-packed hour for you Wednesday. And a special guest, flew in from Houston. He's a drive-time superstar down in Houston, A.J. Hoffman. He's also, though, a college basketball expert. He'll be with us today, tomorrow, and Friday. Also, amongst the pros who know, Brad Powers, all the college knowledge. Brad made a monster bet backing up his opinion yesterday. We'll be talking about that in the next segment. Also, Steve Fezzik, he won't be talking much today. But when you do, Steve, it better be good.
Understood.
Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. And that includes best bets, the very best bet on Thursday or Friday, first round from Brad, Fezzik, AJ, and RJ. And you know what we're going to do as a special bonus is we're not letting Jonas make a bet just for the safety of the country.
That's a smart play because I just filled my bracket out and I'm pretty sure I did the women's bracket by mistake. So it's been brutal. But RJ, we do start in the NCAA tournament where on Monday we told you about how well four seeds are better have done in the past 30 years of the NCAA tournament. So if we're down to just 16 teams that can win it all, you actually have a new concept that will narrow it down even more. What is Vegas think?
Yeah, think about that. 30 years, three decades, one time a seed worse than a number four has won it. So we can sit here and, you know, my favorite saying is, yeah, Cinderella gets invited to the dance, but she's got a curfew. And that curfew is you're not winning it if you're a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, it could happen, but it's one of those three times a century type events. So if we've got the 16, how do we go from there? How do we narrow down from there? Now, earlier this week, we asked our pros, who don't you like? Like, just eye test amongst the top four. So, Brad, your answer was?
Yeah, we don't like the state of Kansas, Fezzik and me. I don't like Kansas in the first round.
And you don't like?
Kansas State.
All right, so you guys think real long shots for them to win it.
Absolutely.
So we're down to 14. I think we can get rid of two more. AJ, you came in with a theory, and the numbers really back it up on there's another condition these teams need to be viable to win a title.
In my lifetime, I was born in 1980. In my lifetime, no team has won the NCAA tournament without a first-round draft pick on the roster. So I think there's some teams, Houston jumps out as one of them, Michigan State is another, that don't have a first-round draft pick on their roster right now that, If that's the case, you don't have a guy you can lean on come crunch time? Probably not.
All right, so you're from Houston.
I am.
So you feel, and that's where you work out of, you feel pretty confident Houston, though a four seed?
Three seed.
Three seed doesn't have a number one pick on the roster.
Don't have a first round draft pick.
Now, Florida State, Brad, is a team we like in general. But do they have a number one?
No, the Seminoles don't. And it's honestly, their greatest strength, Florida State, is probably their weakness on why they don't. Florida State's a really deep team. 11 players get 10-plus minutes, so they utilize their depth, not necessarily their star players.
I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, with a packed Wise Guy Roundtable. So, Brad, do we look at a deeper team like Florida State more the second game of the weekend? Because the theory is you get a bunch of rest leading up to the Thursday-Friday games, then it's a 48-hour turnaround. Depth matters more in game two?
Absolutely it does, RJ.
All right. So really what we're saying, now let's just look at this Michigan State. Because I think a lot of casual fans are going to say, wait a minute, Izzo, wait a minute. They're usually a darling pick because of Izzo's experience and, quite frankly, success.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's unfair to talk about the success, or maybe unfair is not the word. I think it's only fair to talk about how good Izzo's been. And to me, to say that Michigan State's at, like, we're going to eliminate them because of this new condition, that's a strong statement. So who would be the Michigan State number one if they had one?
Cassius Winston's their best player, but he's just not an – I mean, not to say he's not an NBA prospect, but the days of 6-foot-tall, 180-pound point guards who aren't super fast or great shooters
so right now,
gone out the window.
Brad, if I said, I'll bet you $10,000 he's going to go in the first round, would you love the other side of that?
No, I wouldn't. But it's tough.
So what odds would you put on Michigan State having a number one pick?
Oh, 5-1 at least.
5-1 against?
Yeah, against.
Okay. So really what we're saying is, under this theory, unless we're playing wrong, that we can eliminate Houston, Florida State, Michigan State, and now Purdue's a team.
Purdue's a maybe. Carson Edwards is a great college player, probably not an NBA prospect. We talked before the show about Tennessee and whether or not Admiral Schofield's looked at as an NBA prospect. It's
so some of these are going to be tight.
There's some maybe ones, but I think you can say with some certainty Houston, Michigan State, and
Florida State,
and Florida State fall into that category.
So if we take those three away, 16 minus 3, that's 13. We take away the Kansas schools, we're down to 11 teams.
Can I drop one since they got to drop the Kansas schools? Can I drop one more?
What do you think, Brad?
We'll allow it this time.
All right, go ahead.
I'll drop Michigan.
You're dropping Michigan.
I'm dropping Michigan. That team
Just arbitrarily?
No, when we talk about the depth, Florida State's depth, Michigan has none. And you've seen them wear down in these tournament settings, and you saw them wear down again against Michigan State. At the ends of games, they just don't have enough guys. They don't have enough gas left in the tank. I think in a tournament situation, Michigan State's a tough team to back.
That's AJ Hoffman. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. So here's what we got, Jonas. A nice round number 10. Because we've eliminated Kansas State, and Michigan by handicap. We're eliminating Houston, Florida State, and Michigan State because they have very unlikely to have a number one round NBA pick, which history says you need to win the title. That leaves 10 teams.
That's right. And other than the top 8 teams in the NCAA tournament, RJ, what are the non-shock best bets from the experts there in Vegas?
All right. So we know number one seeds got a heck of a chance to win it. We know number twos have a heck of a chance to win it. We wanted to go around the horn and say, okay, eliminate those 8. Those are the easy ones. That's the chalk. And Fez, you know, no one wants to be a chalk eater. I don't know if you know that.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? Fezzik's not even here. We just have sound drops of him saying one or two things at a time. Like, let's see if we can. Now, imagine if we had all the numbers and I said, what's 7 plus 4? And it's like 11. But we had it on the board. All right.
Like a Madden game.
So here's the question. We're going to start with Fezzik. If you take those top 2 seeds, so the 8 best teams, throw them out. Who's your pick to win the tournament?
Texas Tech. Like Tech because they had an early exit in the Big 12, and they were playing great before that. So I got a team that's solid, that gets rested, hasn't played a whole lot of games, and I like their draw also in the West. They got Michigan on the 2 line, and I think they can beat Michigan.
Okay, so Texas Tech is a top 4 seed, right?
Yep.
And they have a number 1 pick?
They do, Jared Culver.
So they meet the other criteria. And right now, Texas Tech, 25-1. Juicy long shot. All right, that's Fezzik's pick. Brad Powers.
Same pick, Texas Tech. And this isn't the NFL where I'm just copying off of Fezzik's notes. I'm going to give you a couple other reasons why to like Texas Tech. For a 3 seed, they have 2 elite, as far as nationally, elite defense. The number 1 defense in the entire country, Texas Tech. And I think what many consider an elite head coach. Chris Beard, in his second year, already took him to Elite 8 last year. And now this year, I think many consider Chris Beard to be a top 10 coach nationally.
All right, so both on Texas Tech. And listen, if the right answer is copying, what would you rather do, not copy or not have the right answer?
I represent what a real man is.
A real man wants the right answer.
Yeah.
All right, last one, AJ. Non-top two seed, who do you got?
I'll go with LSU.
Ooh.
I know it's an unpopular opinion these days, but LSU still has the talent. They've got four guys at the top of their rotation who can score, who average double digits. I think if Will Wade were there, I think people would be looking at them as a dark horse type team. It's a team that's beat Kentucky. It's a team that's beat Tennessee. And I think that maybe there's an overreaction. Not that Will Wade's not a great coach. He's a good guy to have there, but none of the talent's gone. Now, if Javonte Smart were still out and or there were players caught up in the scandal and they said, oh, you guys can't play, then it'd be a different conversation. But they've got all their rotation. I like that team. I've liked them all season long, and I'm not going to let that coach scare me off of them now.
So, Brad, your first thought when LSU with the coaching problem was, number one is the analog was last year was Arizona.
Yep.
And what we saw was losing early in the tournament.
Lost first round, Arizona to Buffalo.
On the other hand, we thought Wade's worth about 2 points initially. One for minus one for the distraction, minus one for, hey, he's the better coach or he wouldn't have been the coach. And oh, by the way, the backup coach or the new head coach has a below 500 record. And that was what school? I can't remember what
North Texas.
You're below 500 at North Texas, you're not quite ready for prime time. From the suspension till now, how have you evolved, Brad, your thoughts on LSU?
I haven't evolved as far as not thinking it's not still not a two-point downgrade. I believe it is. The X's and O's at the end of the game scenario, Florida looked to be a concern with the interim. And I thought already LSU with Will Wade was overrated. Why? LSU has 5 wins this season in overtime. No other team in college basketball can say that. So I already thought LSU was overrated with Will Wade. Now without him, without the X's and O's, this is a team I want to fade.
I got to tell you, AJ, he came pretty strong.
He's strong.
You want to back off?
No.
You want to say, Brad, I'm a little nervous on national radio? You're right.
No, I'd feel much better in Brad and Fezzik's shoes back in a team that just lost to West Virginia.
But in a way, that's why there's value.
It might be. I do think you're getting... What's the number on LSU, did you say?
LSU is 60-1.
That's the value.
Well, I mean, the sun not coming up tomorrow is 1 billion to 1. But.
And you talk about the you talk about overtime, all those overtime games. The reason they're able to win in overtime games is because like we were talking about earlier with Florida State, it's a very deep team, 9 guys who average double digit minutes.
Yeah, but that's like that sounds
they don't
square.
Run out of gas.
That sounds so square. It's like they win close games because they're clutch. Is that really what you're saying?
Is clutch and depth the same thing all of a sudden?
It sounded like he was trying to explain
no,
that all
no
the close
clutch.
Wins is somehow merited.
There's no it factor. It's just it's depth.
More likely it's their coach.
You mean the former coach.
Will
yeah.
Wade. Could be.
All right. Speaking of mistakes, yesterday, Brad made a statement that Jonas Knox, who has done more radio than, I don't know, anyone with a full head of hair, I'll tell you that much. Jonas said it was the hottest take he ever heard. Now, what was the take? You think we might tease that? No, we're going to tell you. It was that Duke isn't that much better than Gonzaga. That was the take. We challenged Brad to put his money where his mouth is. You won't believe how much he bet against Duke.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will get to the play-in games, a doubleheader in Dayton, Ohio, coming up here a few minutes from now here on Straight Outta Vegas.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. Right now on the Strip, and amazingly, so much is going on. I was just told what the weather was, and I forget. Mackie, what is the weather?
It is 60 degrees, and the neon is wet. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I mean, that
I mean a lot of things in Vegas.
I think that's telling you something about Mackey we didn't want to know.
Okay, but what about the weather, Mackey? all right, guys. So we did. Now, everybody is showing Duke love. All right. Everybody loves Duke. They love Zion Williamson. Everybody except for one man on this show, Brad Powers, who had the hottest take in the history of this show since we started in September. So, RJ, did Brad get it done?
I got to tell you, he delivered. He delivered. So here, let me recap in a way that's not painful what Brad told us yesterday. And remember, this is a guy with all the college knowledge. This is a guy literally that reads 9 newspapers every day. I mean, think about that a second. And this is what he said. I've downgraded Duke from before Zion got hurt. Now, why? It's because Zion's better than I thought, but the rest of the team is even worse than I thought. So whatever upgrade there's been with Zion, it's net-net a negative because the other team has been downgraded so much. First off, Brad, yes or no, is that a variation of what you said yesterday? Yes.
A much clearer variation.
Now, let's continue. The market agrees. So really, what are you saying might be the skeptic's response? Because Duke was
plus 180.
And now Duke is
plus 230.
So it's saying there's been a downgrade. Okay, fair enough. But then Brad took about 8 minutes to get to this. But then Brad said, yeah, but I don't think it's just that Duke isn't a really, really good team. I think they are really, really good. Not as good as I thought, but really, really good. What I thought is that Gonzaga is really, really good. And we're like, really? How really, really good are you talking about? And then we asked the question, Brad Powers, in your power ratings, if Gonzaga played Duke on a neutral court, what is the line?
Duke about a 1-point favorite.
Why is your voice way low? Speak up.
Duke about a 1-point favorite.
Now, Jonas, think about that. This is the team some are saying the best in a decade, some believe. Others are saying the second best in the decade from Duke. And Gonzaga would be almost pick 'em. Jonas, again, a man that's done more national radio that doesn't have gray hair of anyone in the country, said that's the hottest take he ever heard. He actually, I saw him texting Rob Parker saying, can you believe he said this?
People that think the earth is flat thought that was a hot take.
And then we started playing music, making fun of him. You know, like literally like making fun of him with music. I mean, it was like just ridicule. And then he said, and let me tell you, it was like this kind of music. And then Brad's eyes got beady. And it's like it went back to some place, some dark place in the back of the school bus on his farm. And he said, I'll show you, is all he said. And he mouthed it. He didn't even say it. He mouthed it. It was, I'll show you. And now, Brad, tell us, you made a bet against Duke.
I did.
Tell us the bet.
So this is how I went about fading Duke as far as being this historically great team of the decade.
We've got to set up.
Yeah. So there's a prop out there. Will Duke win the national title or not? I bet no. Duke's not going to win the national title. And I bet $5,200. No, Duke will not win the national title. And I'll win $2,000.
Hey now.
If Duke doesn't win.
Now listen, this is why we are straight out of Vegas. In every other show, as Mr. T would say, there's gibbering, there's jabbering. In this case, there was gibbering and jabbering and harassment. And Brad said, I'll show you. I give a care. He puts over $5,000. Oh, by the way, this isn't some theory. Go to his Twitter, @BradPowers7. The ticket is up there right now. You can root for him or against him. But it's going to be a conversation topic here.
Guys, we have play-in games and tipping off less than 15 minutes from now from Dayton. It's North Carolina Central and North Dakota State, the Battle of the 16s. And we've got on pregame.com, North Dakota State, a five-point favorite.
And oh, by the way, we're going to preview these, but let's tease ahead. In the second half hour of this show, when this first crappy game is on, that's my thought. And either at the 7 o'clock hour when we're Eastern, when we're done, you would have received the very best bet from Brad Powers in the first round, the very best bet from Steve Fezzik, the very best bet from A.J. Hoffman, and my very best bet. Four best bets you can get in the next half hour, or you can see the score be 9-4 or 4-9. So this is really not about us. This is about you. The choice is, do you care about best bets and winners or scores being 9-4 or 4-9? And I can't lie. If you cut across and watch that crappy game, that's all I'm going to say. Brad, go.
Yeah, I'm going to lean on NC Central here plus the 5. And this is going to be a theme in this in these two games tonight. NC Central has a major advantage that it's not getting properly priced in the marketplace, and it's quite simply this. So it's unique. These first play-in games, they're certainly not the first round like they portrayed it several years ago. It's a play-in game. You find out who your opponent is on a Sunday, and you got to be in Dayton, Ohio by Tuesday or Wednesday.
That sounds like you lost a bet.
No. NC Central has done this each of the last 2 years, so that's a significant advantage that NC Central has that North Dakota State, very unfamiliar charted territory for them. That's why I lean with NC Central plus the 5.
But why not alike?
Because my power ratings say this might be slightly priced in the line. Because my power ratings are saying 6. I think this could be a 2-point factor. My power ratings say 6, so I say the line should be 4. And it's
so
five.
Numbers right. Yeah. By the way, AJ, we haven't discussed this. You're a former professional MMA fighter.
I am.
What was your record?
3-1.
Did you lose your last fight?
No.
So you lost one, went back, got redemption, and then said that's enough.
I lost with an injury, so I had to go back and get it back.
Now, I've been asking these guys, and everyone's looking at me like they have no idea. Did you wrestle in high school?
I did.
Remember the pigtail matches?
No.
What I don't know if this was something in Ohio. Remember where there would be the, you know, let's say there's a 16 people in, but they have an extra two, and they'd have it's a play-in, but they'd call it the pigtail. It was the two little lines like a girl's pigtail coming out of the bracket because that was the play-in.
Oh, yeah. We just called them play-ins or I don't know what we
called them. It was much more emasculating by saying pig, like you're in the pigtail match.
That's not a good place to be.
We've got our second play-in game coming up later on. Before we get to that, I want to let you know Straight Outta Vegas is brought to you by Mako. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. Arizona State and St. John's is the back end of the play-in game doubleheader coming up later on tonight. And right now, Arizona State on pregame.com, a 2-point favorite.
This is a like on Arizona State and a bet on the Sun Devils minus the 2 for me. We just mentioned it. NC Central, major advantage, already playing in the first four in Dayton the last couple years. Arizona State played in Dayton last year in the first four matchup. Advantage Sun Devils. Even more important for me, I think generally speaking, St. John's overrated. Why? You look at the start of the season. St. John's played the weakest non-conference schedule, one of the weakest in the entire country. St. John's start the season 12-0, a phony 12-0 record in the last 18 games. This is a St. John's team that's been below 500. Arizona State will have the advantage on the boards. Like and bet Arizona State minus the 2.
What do you think of that one, AJ?
I agree with him completely, but I also like the over more than I even like the total. I think it's a high scoring game. St. John's, I don't think they're a tournament team. I'm with you on that. But I didn't really think Arizona State was a tournament team. I guess that's why they're in the pigtail match. But
catching on.
I do think it's going to be a high scoring game here.
So here's in a minute, we're going to come back and literally have the four best bets of the first round of the NCAA tournament.
That's coming up next, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's David Gascon.
Vikings offensive guard Josh Klein Got himself paid a 3-year deal worth $15.75 million coming his way. New York Jets have signed quarterback Trevor Siemian to a 1-year deal that'll pay him just about $2 million. Houston Texans have grabbed quarterback A.J. McCarron. He was released by the Raiders recently. Chicago Bears have re-signed quarterback Tyler Bray to a 1-year contract. College basketball, you guys are talking about it throughout. Syracuse has announced starting point guard Frank Howard will not play in the tournament for, quote, an indefinite period of time due to a violation of athletic department policy, end quote. At USC, Trojans have named Carol Folt president of the university. She was the chancellor at North Carolina, but now serving as the 12th president in USC history. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Bucks forward Nikola Mirotic has a fracture in his left thumb. He'll be out at least 2 to 4 weeks. Bulls will be without Otto Porter. Right rotator cuff strain. No Eric Gordon tonight for the Houston Rockets. He will get some rest. And second baseman Brandon Lowe, the Tampa Bay Rays, gets himself an extension with the team. 6 years and $24 million. Gentlemen, Jonas, back to you guys.
Thanks, Dave. Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin as we get set for the NCAA tournament. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of You, the Fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yeah, and it's not just coming up. I mean, it's now. So, and I'll say this. I'm in my mid-40s. There's certain times where you make decisions and it tells you about yourself. Like, you don't quite know the answer, and then you do something and then you know the answer. Those who don't take the next four best bets, you're going to know something about yourself.
All right, guys, it's time to make some people some money, and we start with a best bet from AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, mine's going to be Northeastern, plus 6.5 now. They are an excellent offense, an underrated offense, and I'm not just talking about an underrated mid-major offense. They're underrated as an offense, period. They're one of the best shooting teams in the country, 5th nationally in effective field goal percentage. This is a legit shooting team, and they don't turn the ball over. And Kansas, limping into the tournament, had a nice draw to get to the Big 12 final. I just don't think much of this Kansas team. I think they're struggling right now, and with no LeGerald Vick, no Azubuike, they just don't have the guns that they've had in recent years. I think Northeastern, you've got a nice little bet here on against a team, the Jayhawks, they don't play well away from fog. And obviously the tournament games, they're not going to let you play at fog. So I like Northeastern plus 6.5 here.
So you said plus 16.5?
No, plus 6.5.
Okay, so I knew that. Northeastern is playing Kansas. And the line is below 7. And we're saying, you know where the value is? That Northeastern. Could this be Fezzik's classic mistake? And Fez, I mean, we don't hide stuff here, right? And sometimes it's things we want to talk about. Sometimes it's things that we don't.
It is my pleasure to inform you.
You and I have been making a lot of bets this year. You've been struggling.
There have been some setbacks, I'm not going to lie.
And your wife had to sit you down almost like an intervention. And what did she say?
She said, it's fine for me to make bets on the show, but she is strongly discouraging me from making bets against you, RJ Bell.
Now listen, let's be honest. Very intelligent wife.
Results speak volumes.
All right. I think AJ's making the same mistake you make often. I'm going to help you a little bit so then you think you'll have a better chance to win and you'll bet more. Is you're directionally right a ton, but it's built in. It's, oh, this team doesn't have this. Oh, they had this long playing trip. Oh, they got the flu. I mean, what did this line open at?
8.5.
I mean, to me, even at 8.5, it feels like I want 10. But at right now, what do you think the number should be?
Here's your problem.
Oh.
Let me tell you, you know what?
So says the non-professional bettor from Houston.
What's built in is your initial bias that, oh, this is Kansas. Look at the name on their jersey. The number should be bigger. That's what's built in as well.
Well, this is the Kansas that made it to the Big 12 finals because of an easy draw.
They beat Texas, as Brad would say, a dead cat Texas team, and they beat West Virginia. I mean, what did you, and then what did they do against Iowa State? They laid down on the middle of the floor.
If we call it the bettor's line, means it's going to split the result. You can call it the handicapper's line. What line splits the result between Kansas and Northeastern? 50-50. Is it 4.5?
Probably 4.5.
So we literally think the line should be 4.5.
Yeah, probably.
All right. That is bold. Brad, what do you think of that pick?
I mean, I lean Northeastern, but man, it's definitely building. The opening line of 8, 8.5 is where my power rating said it was. I don't think you're getting a bargain with Northeastern right now.
I tell you, though, in a weird way, I see both sides. On one hand, I want those extra points. On the other hand, it's like the fact those extra points aren't there is going to scare a lot of people away. And that's why it's still up, you know, where Northeastern's getting 6.5 or whatever, as opposed to 4.5.
Well, when it came down to picking my best bets for the day, I love Irvine. I love New Mexico State as dogs, but the juice has been sucked out of those numbers too, which you talk about all the time. Bet early if you can. And there was some really good numbers up there. And now you're getting down to the point where you're not getting the best of it.
That's AJ Hoffman. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, going over our four best bets. AJ, Northeastern. A lot of people don't know what state that college is in. He's betting his money. By the way, there are some crazy lines out there. I mean, it just shows you these non-Power 5 teams are competitive. Marquette's 3 against Murray State. What state is Murray State in?
Kentucky.
Most of us wouldn't know that. Also, Maryland against Belmont. Maryland's only 3. Fez, I didn't know the horse track had a college. I mean, you got Wofford, whatever crazy name you want to call it. I call him Wofford myself. They're laying 2.5 to Seton Hall. You got Yale only getting 7.5 against LSU. Think about Shaq versus the guys on the Supreme Court. I mean, that's the lineup. So, I mean, what we're seeing here is a lot of short numbers. I feel like Northeastern's short. AJ's on it.
Next up, a best bet from Steve Fezzik.
Here comes another short number. I am on UCI Irvine +5 against Kansas State.
What did that open up at?
I saw 6.5. Kansas State's overrated. They may be seeded number 4, but they're not the same team without forward Dean Wade, last seen walking around in a walking boot. I don't think he's going to play. If he plays, he's not going to be close to 100%. And Cal Irvine is underrated. They're playing in great form. They're on a 16-0 run. They've won every one of those games by 8 or more. And it's the venue, RJ, that I feel isn't being priced properly. This game is in San Jose, so Irvine's going to travel to this game. But also, the next game after this game is Oregon, Wisconsin.
So when you say Irvine's going to travel, you mean the fans?
Yes, the fans. But all the game after this game is Oregon and Wisconsin, and both of those.
So when
schools,
you say after, there's that same ticket. This is something you need to understand about home court advantage: is they sell these tickets in groups of 2, where it's the same ticket gets you in both games.
Exactly. And so if I'm from Oregon or if I'm from Wisconsin, who am I going to root for in the first game? I am rooting for Irvine to pull the upset. I'm on Cal Irvine +5.
That's Steve Fezzik. Now listen, guys, you're hearing a reoccurring theme.
Let's go, let's go, let's make some dough.
Now we're
don't miss that open.
We are in this thing for years, right? That's the commitment we've got with Fox. That's the commitment Fox has with us. Next year, we're looking ahead already. Bet these babies early, because in every case so far, in every case, you would have had a better number if you had bet Sunday than if you're betting today. Doesn't mean they're still not profitable bets, but they'd be even more profitable getting that extra point or two. When we come back, 2 NBA games plus Brad Power's best bet and my best bet.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
RJ Bell, we're Straight Outta Vegas, and we got some research here, guys. AJ, you did some research on this.
I did
this.
Some research, and I found
Just say it strong and clear so we can move on.
I found out why you and Brad know, or you know what pigtails matches are. You're not a good wrestler.
So what you're saying is I was correct, and you're ignorant.
You were correct.
And your ignorance showed on 200 radio stations coast to coast.
But I was a better high school wrestler than you.
I am sure of that as a professional MMA fighter.
Guys, we have a doubleheader in the NBA on ESPN tipping off a little over 10 minutes from now, 7 Eastern time. It's the Celtics at the 76ers. Philly, a 3-point favorite on pregame.com.
talking to the bookmakers, they said the NBA action was through the roof yesterday. Everyone's in town. Everyone's looking to bet. Got these crappy playing games. Fez, I'm sure you got a couple of likes for us.
I lean to the Celtics here, +3.5. It's a bad spot energy-wise for Philly. Third game in four nights for Philly. Third city in four nights.
Okay, so that's something everybody knows. So the market just undercounts for it?
I think the third and four, they know about the back-to-back, but the third and four, I think the market slightly undercounts for it, yes.
All right, so that's negative Philly.
And also, Philly has really struggled versus Boston for whatever reason. Philly is 2-17 against Boston. Remember, they got crushed in the playoffs last year, and Philly's 0-3 against Boston this year.
But wouldn't we say the fact that this Philly team has changed more fundamentally than almost any team in the NBA, wouldn't it their 2-3-4-year record against opponents probably mean the least?
Yeah, but they should have been able to get a win this year with the playoff revenge, RJ. 0-3.
All right, so which way are you leaning?
So I'm leaning to the Celtics. The reason it's not alike is because Philly's just playing better than the Celtics right now.
Okay, so Philly's playing better than the Celtics.
Recent form for Philly has been much better than Boston.
And that's the thing, guys. Sometimes a couple things point you one way, a couple things point you the other. That means you sit it out, watch, and wait for a better spot.
The Raptors are in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder, and on pregame.com, OKC is a 4.5-point favorite.
By the way, Fez, seems like Toronto's looking pretty good. We've got a bet here. Brad laid the lumber with Boston. You laid the lumber
with Milwaukee.
With Milwaukee. I got plus money on Toronto. You got to feel like I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Both of us. Clear separation, Milwaukee and Toronto, the clear-cut top two teams in the East right now.
So what you're saying is Brad's the one that's in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who do you got in this one?
We're going to lean to Oklahoma City. Sense of urgency for the Thunder in this game. They're 0-3, RJ. Their last three games, they just lost as a big favorite versus Miami. They're currently seeded in the playoffs in a tie for fifth. They don't want to drop to the sixth seed and have to play.
Who's they?
That would be Oklahoma City. So Oklahoma City needs to win games. So strong lean to Oklahoma City. The reason it's not alike is Oklahoma City's form has been so bad, like I said, three straight losses.
Now, this is interesting because on one hand, in the NBA, motivation is king. So if you lose a game, you lose a second game oftentimes. And what's the famous stat? During Jordan's, and I think this is correct, during Jordan's six title seasons, they never lost three straight games. When they lost that second game, Jordan said, we're not losing the next one. Doesn't matter. That's why he's the best. But OKC losing so much, we can wipe away and say recent form, or is it the fact that there's just fundamental problems with his team? That Westbrook and his shooting and the drama around that, the injuries with George. I mean, is this more than bad recent form? Is this perhaps OKC's plummeting like a rock?
Yeah, Westbrook is not shooting well, and this team has not met expectations because of it.
Now, how are you feeling about OKC making the playoffs?
Oh, they're a lock. They're like 99%.
Okay.
We got two best bets coming up here momentarily. First, I want to let you know Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by Mako. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. Best bet time from the one and only Brad Powers.
And I'm going to take Oregon +2 over Wisconsin. So bear with me. There's two major power rating services out there that the market accounts for. It's KenPom and Jeff Sagarin. And both of those power rating systems use full season power ratings. There's a weakness with both of those. They don't always properly account for injuries or if there's a lineup change with a team. And they're
so if a team is fundamentally different now than it was during a big portion of the season.
Exactly. Oregon meets both of those criteria. Number one, Oregon had a massive injury. Their best player, Bol Bol, a first-round draft pick, got hurt early in the season. That hurt them. And Oregon recently, fundamental change, went with a different lineup. Since Oregon went with a different lineup, 8 straight wins, 8 straight covers, annihilating the competition. Oregon, a preseason top 10 team, finally playing like it now. Wrong team favored. Oregon +2 over Wisconsin.
That's Brad Powers. Strong stuff there.
I read 9 newspapers a day.
And finally, it's time for a best bet from the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Now listen, this is going to scare a lot of people. And to me, the bets that are the hardest to make are usually the best bets. And this is one, again, It's edgy.
Oh yeah, this is straight hip hop.
Virginia first half. Now wait a minute. Virginia, aren't they the only team in the history of the world to lose as a number one seed, Fez?
Only one. And now you're laying 13 and a half, RJ. Talk to me.
Now, that's the key. If you look at the whole game line is
minus 23 and a half.
And I'm thinking, okay, 4 minutes left. Virginia's up by 25. What are they thinking? They're thinking, hey, we did it.
Who we got next?
Who do we got next? Bring it on. Next, please. Like you at a buffet, right? Give me that third play. But, if they're up 11, Virginia, with 3 minutes left in the first half, what are they thinking?
We better separate before halftime.
Yes. So I think you're going to have a clearly superior Virginia team that in the first half will be as motivated, as focused, if not more so, than any number one seed in literally history. And with a number like 13 and a half, you're not laying that much. So this is RJ's best bet of the first round. I took off the rubber band. It's in the first half only, Virginia, with all that focus, laying 13 and a half. Brad, what do you think?
Love that pick a lot.
Yeah?
Makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Better than Fez's picks in general?
Oh, yeah, but that's not saying much.
What? Whoa. Whoa. Remember, guys, check out Brad. He bet over $5,000 against Duke, backing up his hot take.
The Odd Couple is next. We are straight out of Vegas, back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right smack dab in the middle of the NCAA tournament and right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.